Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I hope this message finds you well and knowing in your heart and soul the love the Father has for you. I hope that each time you pick up your coffee cup or that of your favorite drink, it is a reminder of another gift from our Lord. Revelation 4:11. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. There are moments in life when the beauty and wonder we experience should not be questioned and explained. Instead, allow our minds and souls to just absorb the peace and faith God intended. A few years ago, I had the blessing of visiting the Grand Canyon. As we floated down the river, I was overwhelmed at the height, colors, layers of the earth. At that moment, I could only wonder at its beauty and God's gift. I'm no expert in geology, but I taught it years ago, and I could explain the geological explanation for its formation. But if I only focused on the knowledge of its formation, I would have missed the wonder and majesty of the moment. Yesterday, my son sent me a photo of the early evening sky on the deserted beach. The sand smoothed out by the receding tide, the calm ocean water quietly coming in and going out, and in the clear sky of dusk, the moon just appears bright and shining all alone in the heavens. Even in the picture, I could feel the peace of the moment. No explanation necessary, just beauty and faith. There is a God. His wonderful artistry is everywhere. Even though I could explain the moon appearing in the reflecting of the light of the setting sun, there's no need. Explaining the natural consequences of God's creation is inevitable because the Lord created a curious human race. We want to know why and how and where and solve all the mysteries, and I am with you on that. But I wonder if in our search for knowing, explaining, understanding, solving, how often do we miss the moments of simple faith and peace without trying to solve, just receive the gift. Let us pray. Forgive us, Lord, for not paying attention. You provide assurance every day and night of your love and presence, but we humans get so tied up in living, we often do not notice. Hold us close, Lord. Open our eyes to the reassurance of your love for us, all the time. Regardless, in your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.